From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. The head of the Missouri Republican Party is bullish about the upcoming November 6th election. Jason Rosenbaum reports that Todd Graves is crediting an aggressive voter contact effort.
Graves says that volunteers have knocked on more than a million doors across the state. He says the party is laser-focused on suburbs like St. Charles and Jefferson counties, which could be key for Attorney General Josh Hawley's Senate bid. Graves acknowledged that his party was less enthused than Democrats heading into the election. But that changed after Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings.
We had an enthusiasm gap until the Kavanaugh hearings, and I don't think that anyone can dispute that that has propelled our base.
Additionally, Graves says the Republican National Committee has helped set up an unprecedented amount of offices, especially for a midterm election. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
MU has impounded 20 Bird scooters since the company first dropped them off in Columbia, according to MU spokesman Christian Basie. The Columbia Missourian reports when Bird scooters first arrived in August, MU received a few initial complaints about scooters, and university officials decided to begin impounding them. MU has also impounded scooters after finding them blocking curb cuts and ramps and ADA accessible entrances. There will be a daily fee for the impounded scooters, and it will be determined when the company reaches out to MU to claim them. In a statement, Byrd said it was willing to work with MU. The head of the Missouri Democratic Party says his party is well organized and energized for Tuesday's election. Stephen Weber points to successful efforts to recruit candidates to run for state House and Senate seats. And he's touting an aggressive phone banking operation that's reached roughly 1.5 million people. Weber says he's seeing Democrats organize in unlikely places, including GOP strongholds like Putnam and Polk counties.
Everywhere we go, there's people. Everywhere we go, there's crowds. And folks are a combination of frustrated or fearful of losing their health care and motivated to make change and to reject what's going on in Washington and what's going on in Jefferson City.
The Voluntary Action Center and D&H Drugstore, along with local faith congregations and others, are hosting an event this weekend to keep Columbia families warm. The Volunteer Action Center and D&H Drugstore will host Warm Up Columbia. Coats, jackets, blankets, and other items will be distributed to low-income families. Some local agencies will also donate winter gear for their clients. VAC Executive Director Nick Foster says the VAC has now hosted the event for more than a decade.
We seem to have received a whole lot of items this year. Always enjoy seeing a child look up with a coat that fits him or her just right and see the light in their eyes. That's a fun part of it.
Volunteers are needed to help set up for the event on Friday. Warm Up Columbia is set for Saturday from 8:30 a.m. until noon at the Armory at 701 East Ash Street. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.